All right, it is 6:30, so we'll go ahead and get started. We have Commissioner Holbrook joining us online. Thank you for being here, Commissioner Holbrook, and the other commissioners here in person. We will move to agenda item number 2, public comments. This is the time for any comments that are not attached to any of the other agenda items, if there are any public comments.
I have one to read into the record.
Thank
that
you.
Was submitted to us via email and asked that it be read into the record.
Thank you, Sherry.
The Planning Commission. So this is from Camille Thorpe. She wrote, may I bother? Oh, well, let's see. Dear Planning Commission, thank you for your time and service. I wanted to add my comment to those I heard when I attended the meeting 2 weeks ago when the 5-to-6-story apartment or Curtis project was reviewed. This is between Janet's Cafe and the preschool. When I heard such strong opposition about how what was proposed would adversely change the identity and feel of North Salt Lake, I would agree. But I also thought I began hearing comments from our citizens that 3 stories might not be so bad, or no more than 3 stories, please. I think the idea of another block with a 3-story complex is unthinkable, and I would concur with all the reasons expressed not to have such a project there. Safety, overuse, and culture. Sitting there, my fear was that those closest to it might be shifting their perspectives to think a compromise of 3 stories would be okay, but a 3-story building will not resolve the long list of concerns. I invite you all to visit Center Street and Main Street to see what a full block of 3-story structures looks like in one of our midtown neighborhoods. The extreme proposal of a 6-story apartment complex there is unthinkable. My fear is that the idea of an unwitting compromise of yet another 3-story complex in an established neighborhood may become a palatable and inevitable. Signed, Camille Thorpe, 80 North Main Street.
Thank you for reading that in. And seeing as there are no other public comments, we will move to agenda item 3, which is public hearing, consideration of a proposed plat amendment vacating a public utility easement, amending a building envelope, and combining lots 1317 and 1318 of the Eaglewood Cove Phase 13 subdivision at 1363 East Wood Oaks Loop. Eric Beard is our applicant. You're Mr. Beard, thank you for being here, and we will turn the time over to Sherry.
Okay, on your screen here you have the aerial and zoning. This is zoned R112. This is the combination of 2 lots, lots 1317 and 1318. One of those lots is a flag lot, and one of them is a lot against the street. So the buyer of these 2 lots desires to combine the lots into a single building lot. Lot 1318 is platted as a flag lot, and a public utility easement exists along the shared property line between the 2 lots. I'm going to forward this screen. The amended lot relocates that public utility easement to the side property line. Notification has been sent to the affected entities. At the time of writing the staff report, we hadn't received any public comment. Over the weekend, I did receive a public comment from the sewer district, who stated they have no objection to the combining of these lots and vacation of the public utility easement. So the proposed building envelope excludes the area over 30% in slope on the upper portion of the lot. I'll show you here on this drawing. This is a slope analysis. And additionally preserves the existing scrub oak on the hillside. A review of the geotechnical study, the new building envelope, and the proposed site plan and final grading plan for the home have been completed by the city engineer and city geotechnical consultant, and have been found to be in accordance with the approved study. The amended lots 1317A will be subject to the same requirements and plat notes from the original plat, as well as the recorded covenants for the subdivision. There are a few minor planning red line corrections outstanding which relate to the outline numbering of the plat notes, which you can see there. We had sent out red line corrections. We got the corrections back with the notes that I'd sent them, but I think something happened in the conversion of the Word document that had the notes, and it changed the outlines. So most of this is just outlines, and then also I noticed a couple of notes that we needed to take out because this parcel doesn't have a hillside parcel. And so there was something in the notes that were referring to the hillside parcel from the plat 13 amended that had when we added those hillside parcels. So that's really what that is. The city engineer hadn't been able to verify the minor engineering corrections from her review and see that they are changed, but they related to the legal description, and we can ensure that those are done before recordation. So the Development Review Committee did make a favorable recommendation on this plat amendment and to vacate the public utility easement, which is the purpose of the public hearing tonight. It's a requirement of state code that we hold a public hearing when we are vacating a public utility easement. And as I stated, we haven't received any other comments from any utility companies or affected entities, with the exception of the sewer district, who has no objection to vacating that utility easement.
Great, thank you. We will open the public hearing now for any comments. Seeing as there are none, we will close the public hearing, and then we can move to commission discussion about the plat amendment and vacating public easement. Mr. Beard, did you want to add anything at this point? Okay. Any discussion amongst the commission? It's pretty straightforward. If we want to move into a motion, we can do that at any time.
Chair, I move that the Planning Commission recommend the City Council approval of the plat amendment combining Eaglewood Cove subdivision phase 13, lots 1317 and 1318, and vacating a public utility easement on the property located at 1363 East Wood Oaks Loop with the following condition, just the correction of engineering and planner red lines.
Thank you, Commissioner Tucker. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Jorgensen, I second.
Thank you. Any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Got Ryan there. Okay. And any opposed? All right. Passes unanimously. Thank you for being here, and good luck with your development. We will move to agenda item 4, report on City Council items. Also by Sherry. Everything's by Sherry.
There aren't any items to report on. The City Council actually didn't hold a meeting on 4/18 because they were at the conference down in St. George for the Utah League of Cities and Towns, and we didn't have any agenda items from planning on the 4/4 agenda.
Okay, great.
But I am happy to say that all of you planning commissioners have completed your training for the year prior to Mackenzie going on her maternity leave, so thank you very much so that I don't have to worry about it while she's gone.
Oh, that's great. And you have an intern, right?
I do have an intern. Her name is Meredith Covey. She is just finishing up her finals next week, and then she'll be working 4 days a week, including Tuesday nights when she'll come to Planning Commission.
Nice.
So she should be at the next Planning Commission, I believe.
Great. Okay, and item 5, approval of the minutes from 3/28. Any comment on the minutes or a motion?
Commissioner Jorgensen, I make a motion that we approve the minutes as drafted for the March 28th, 2023 Planning Commission meeting.
Great, thank you. And a second?
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. All in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? And the minutes are approved. And we are a record adjourned.
I think it might be.
Did Mackenzie know that we all did our training before she left?
She sure did. She was the one that even put PowerPoint together for me before she left. She's that good.
Aww.
All I had to do is add my slides.
How is she doing? Do you have any updates? How old is the baby now? Like a week?